Tomorrow, President Trump marks his first 100 days in office. To take a look at how he's doing so far and what he might still need to do, WBUR's Bob Oakes spoke with Spencer Kimball, a Republican strategist and professor at Emerson College. Also, Susan Tracy, a Democratic strategist and former Massachusetts state representative.
Let's start with this. The one word you would use to describe President Trump's performance in the first 100 days.
I'd say persistence. He's been persistent on his policies. While most of them have not actually had any legislative success, he stays consistent on most of what he has said he was going to do on the campaign trail.
Susan Tracy.
Hard to find one word, but I guess I would say unpredictable. You just never know from really hour to hour what's going to change or what he might say or what he might tweet.
If you had to pick his biggest accomplishment and or his biggest disappointment, what would that be, Susan?
You know, I think the accomplishment you would have to say is the Gorsuch appointment. You know, that's
to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Absolutely. You know, that's, you know, something that the Republicans wanted. You know, biggest disappointment, I would say, is for a president who came in a very divided country, just his lack of even trying to bring the country together is what I would say is I find really different than what a traditional president, for lack of a better word, would do.
I would say, outside the Gorsuch example, would be his ability to maintain his base throughout the first 100 days of his presidency with all of the different issues that have come up on some of the topics that he has proposed.
President Trump has reversed himself on several issues compared to candidate Trump, changing views on China, for example, backing off from running away from the North American Free Trade Agreement, embracing NATO instead of his campaign criticism of NATO. How big a concern is that to you, Spencer?
Well, it doesn't seem to really affect the base. Latest polling still keeps it around 96% of folks who voted for him are staying with him, which was obviously not a majority, but it was a strong group, you know, 42-43%. But I would say lots of presidents make lots of promises on the campaign trail when they run, and then when they come into office, things change, situations change.
I think his base likes his style more than his substance. I think they will give him a pass on some of his changes. I don't think that's where he should be focused. You know, hanging on to his base is not enough to win re-election and is certainly not enough to help in the midterm elections. So, you know, he can hang on to his base with his style all he wants, but I don't think that's where his future is won and lost.
Susan, talk about Democrats for a second, if you would. How have they changed their focus since Donald Trump took office? And are Democrats missing something at this point?
I think for me, what I've learned through this campaign and through watching Donald Trump is I think the Democratic style needs to change as much as the substance. I really am starting to believe that, you know, the issues are the issues. Democrats have a core set of value issues. They're not going to change. Republicans have a core set of value issues that aren't going to change. I think from the Democrats' perspective, I think we need to listen more than talk. I think we do need to reach out to people and, you know, not talk down, but listen and try to make the case that we really are the party that cares about the average working person.
Yeah, I think that the Democrats really need the Republicans to pass a piece of legislation. In 2010, once the Affordable Care Act got passed, or in 2009, the Republicans had a rallying cry against one position. And if we remember Scott Brown's election, it was all about being the 41st vote and the whole Tea Party movement. They were able to rally around one issue. The issue here with Trump is that there is no policy that's been passed.
Nothing.
And so you have lots of different issues out there, but not one that is going to coalesce that party into action. You know, we're talking about sciences and health. We're talking about some of these other issues, NAFTA, which are all these different groups and all these different factions. I think what the Democrats need is one issue, and it can't just be anti-Trump, because they tried that in 2016 and that did not work.
I agree with that. You can't run on an anti-Trump agenda completely.
Let me end this way. Back to Donald Trump. Biggest concern going forward and biggest hope. And Spencer, let's start with you so we can finish with Susan.
I think that if the Republicans are unable to get any legislation passed, that almost in a way gives the Democrats a platform to say, look, they're in power and they can't get anything done. Give us a shot. On the flip side, I think trying to grow that base, and he's all about the base. He's shown that in the primaries. He showed it in the general election and showing it in governing. If he can grow that base up to that 46-47%, it will be interesting to watch his favorability numbers over the next, you know, year or so.
I think our stature in the world and what is happening to it is a concern for me. I, you know, I'm proud of our country, and I'd like to think that we have some moral place in this world. So that's my concern. You know, my hope is that as we go forward in the midterm elections, that the Democrats actually do make some gains, but not just Democrats make some gains, but that some opinions and style and type of candidates and leaders running on more compassionate agenda, more an agenda that's really about caring for people and caring for immigrants and being the moral country that I believe we should be, because I feel like our stature has fallen. So I'd like to see us try to regain our place in the world.
Susan Tracy, thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Spencer Kimball, thank you.
Thank you.
Spencer Kimball is a Republican strategist and professor at Emerson College. Susan Tracy leads the strategy group. She's also a former Democratic Massachusetts state representative.